Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we would like to discuss today relates to a certain incident which is reported to have taken place in the childhood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, it is reported by his foster mother Halima Saadia that she would be very, very protective of the Prophet, and she would not allow him to go out in the heat of the sun, lest some harm may take place. So in his childhood, his foster mother would be very, very protective in this regard. And it is also said that at one instance or on one day, what happened was that his foster sister, the Prophet's foster sister, took him out in the heat of the sun. And at this, Halima Saadia, she was very angry with her daughter that she had taken the Prophet in the heat of the sun. And it is said that she asked her daughter, why did she do that? And her daughter then replied that she need not worry, because when the Prophet went out, there was a cloud which would walk with the Prophet, and it would cast its shadow and shade on the Prophet so that the sun would not disturb him. And wherever the Prophet went, that cloud would go with him, and if he stopped, the cloud would stop over him and thereby protect him from the heat of the sun. This is narrated in, for example, in Tabqat ibn Sa'd, and we know that the way it is narrated and the chains of narration through which it is reported, our scholars of hadith have shown that it is absolutely a concoction. It is a narrative which cannot be relied upon. Two of its chains of narration which are reported, one of them contains Waqidi, who of course we know is an acclaimed liar, the Muhaddisun. The scholars of hadith do not regard him to be a trustworthy person. And the other chain also contains Waqidi, and moreover, it also contains a person by the name of Ma'az bin Muhammad bin Ma'az bin Muhammad bin Ubay ibn Ka'b, about whom it is known that he is a majhul or an unknown person, and he cannot be relied upon as such, because nothing is known about him. So therefore, on the basis of this critique, we cannot accept this narrative. It cannot be shown to be an acceptable thing, and whatever it narrates cannot be relied upon. So Muslims must do well in this whole attitude that they have adopted in trying to exaggerate the status of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The status occupied by him does not need the support of such weak concoctive narratives. We know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what his status is, it is acknowledged both by his followers and both by people who do not follow him. He has his personality which is as radiant as the midday sun, and it does not need the support and help of such baseless narrative to prove so. So therefore, we should be very, very careful in this regard. And as far as this particular incident is concerned, it is very clear that it has no basis in the authentic sources of Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.